KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds, mid-80s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 70s. We'll continue with showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, upper 40s, and Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Police say a 46-year-old man has died after being shot in Coffeyville. Officers called to a shooting Friday morning where witnesses told police the victim was taken to the Coffeyville hospital by private vehicle. Police say 46-year-old Christopher Temple of Coffeyville was flown to a Tulsa hospital where he died from his wounds. Coffeyville Police Captain Darren Daly says the suspect, 24-year-old Ruben Robles of Coffeyville, was arrested yesterday in New Mexico. No further information was released. Health officials in the Sunflower State resuming the Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine after federal agencies concluded its benefits outweigh a rare risk of blood clots. Administration of the vaccine was paused on April 13th by the CDC, following reports that some recipients developed a rare disorder involving blood clots. Federal health officials lifted an 11-day pause on the vaccine Friday. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
In Wichita's latest shooting, a teenager was killed and another injured. It happened Sunday night at an apartment complex on the city's west side. Police say 17-year-old Eric Stokes died in the shooting. Another 17-year-old was treated and released from a hospital after suffering minor injuries. Police say five people were in an apartment when three unknown suspects forced their way in. The five people went into a bedroom and the suspects, who wore masks, began shooting and then fled. No arrests have yet been made. Police say it wasn't a random shooting and drugs may have been involved. Governor Laura Kelly signed a bipartisan bill yesterday to give the GOP-controlled legislature more oversight of the modernization of the state's troubled unemployment system. The bill Kelly signed will require the Kansas Department of Labor to complete computer upgrades by the end of next year. The new law also calls for an audit of the impact of fraudulent claims and improper payments beginning last year. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Kansas News here on the Mid-America Network.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Nebraska's population grew at the same rate as the rest of the nation for the first time in at least 20 years, breaking the cycle in which the state consistently trailed the U.S. average. New U.S. Census numbers show Nebraska's population increased 7.4% between 2010 and 20, matching the national growth rate in the same period. Although a lot could change over the next decade, David Drozd of the University of Nebraska's Omaha Center for Public Affairs Research says current growth leaves the state well-positioned to maintain its three U.S. House seats beyond 2030. Nebraska has taken a big step toward phasing out taxes on Social Security income, but lawmakers say they might limit the benefit for higher earners. Lawmakers gave initial approval 47-0 to a bill that would eliminate the tax over 10 years. Two additional votes are required before the proposal heads to Governor Pete Ricketts. Mid-America Network News.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. City of Marysville drops the mask mandate. Marysville City Council met Monday and took no action on extending the mask mandate, which will expire at the end of April. Several citizens had spoken against extending the mandate, and several council members noted that a large portion of the public are not wearing them. County Health Director John Ryan had sent a letter suggesting that the CDC guidelines be followed through the end of the month, and he strongly encouraged the public to get vaccinated. Marshall County had previously withdrawn the mandate, and it was noted that some businesses may still opt to request masks in their establishment. Again, Marysville City Council meeting Monday took no action on extending the mask mandate, which will expire at the end of April. Council heard that a directive from the Union Pacific CEO will relieve trains blocking the U.S. 77 crossing north of Marysville. Crew changes at the depot, with trains extending some 12,000 feet, result in passing the crossing, which is just over 10,000 feet out. The change should allow greater traffic access and emergency vehicles crossing. Convention and Tourism Committee recommended hiring Toby Carrig from St. Genevieve, Missouri, for a combined position that will serve as City Tourism Director and Director of the Pony Express Museum, which will share salary and expenses. The offer is $22,000 annually for the city and $20,000 for the Pony Express Barn, which will also contribute office space. Carrig graduated high school in the mid-1980s and currently serves as tourism director in St. Genevieve, with experience on their local newspaper, including several years of ownership. Approval was given to move forward drafting a contract. Council had no objections to improvements proposed at Homer Hansen Stadium, noting, however, awareness of potential issues with stormwater drainage. A proposal with Mosquito Squad was considered and was accepted for city parks and rec facilities for the summer. Pool manager Crystal Lease presented an update, offering an alternate for weekend adult and or morning swim. A trial period was suggested to gauge public interest. An amendment to allow a limited number of chickens to larger properties over 2 acres that are currently allowed other animals, such as cows and horses, was passed unanimously. City attorney presented a proposed draft that would allow use of storage containers within city limits, subject to size and zoning requirements. It was suggested to include Planning and Zoning Committee in considerations. A motion to go out for bids for removal of an uninhabited house at 1205 Carolina was approved. The property has been cleaned up by the city multiple times, and the structure has a number of safety violations. Low bid from AHRS Construction for rebuilding Airport Road and parking to be funded minimum 90% through the FAA, with construction this fall or next spring, was approved. Another grant of $9,000 toward improvements and operations at the airport was also accepted. Financing options for completing the fire station construction were reviewed, with a recommendation that the city move forward taking out a temporary note for up to $400,000, which could be repaid in 4 to 6 years. An anticipated grant of $600,000 actually resulted in $520,000 received toward the $845,000 total project cost. Concept for adding a children's discovery project at the Pony Express statue downtown was presented. That would be funded through a grant. Concerns with the location between the highway and Broadway traffic were expressed, with the recommendation that an alternate site south of Broadway or towards City Park be considered. An attempted traffic stop in Beatrice Saturday night led to police pursuit with a Lincoln man who then died in a motorcycle accident on U.S. 77 in Southwest Lincoln. He had left the traffic stop at a high rate of speed shortly before 9 p.m. and was spotted by Gage County deputies a short time later, tracked at speeds over 110 miles per hour. Lancaster County authorities picked up the pursuit nearly an hour after the initial stop and were turning around to pursue when the motorcycle driven by 28-year-old Jacoby Wilcox of Lincoln collided into the back of an SUV, resulting in the fatality. Heroine Irv E. Prefert, age 94, of Odell, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Interment in the Prairie Home Cemetery north of Diller. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Irv Prefert. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, cheesy potatoes, green beans, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, a ham salad sandwich, broccoli and cheese, soup relish, fresh fruit, and a cookie. KNDY News Time 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal system across the northern parts of the Midwest stationary, but that will continue to move into the central and east central parts of the Midwest slowly as we head into tonight, tomorrow, and into tomorrow night. And that's going to bring us some scattered showers and thunderstorms. The system will finally move out of the area as we head towards the end of the week. High pressure system moves in, bringing us sunny skies. Feels like summer out there. We're going to see temperatures well in the 70s and 80s across the central parts of the Midwest. Just a little bit cooler as we head it towards the end of the week, and we're looking at dry weather as we head into the weekend. So across the area, increasing clouds, mid-80s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 70s. And tomorrow night, we'll continue with rain. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late April, 71, record high on this date, 93. The average low, 47, the record low, 28. Sunset this evening, 8:16, sunrise the morning, 6:33. Sunshine, the south wind continues, 64 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 27th of April. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Craft Pillow Services will clean and sanitize any type of pillow. Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the former Porch Swing location, 809 Broadway, Marysville.
Two of the NBA's hottest teams cooled off. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A battle in the Big Apple between the streaking Knicks and the Suns. New York came into the game with a 9-game winning streak. But Devin Booker put up 33 points and veteran Chris Paul scored Phoenix's final 7 to cool off the Knicks.
Paul still on a dribble, crosses over in front of Bullock, fires a 3. He got it straight away. Chris Paul back-to-back buzzer beaters at the shot clock, and he gets face-to-face with Devin Booker, rejoicing.
On KTAR, 118-110, your final. The Red Hot Wizards went down in our nation's capital, Bradley Beal dropping 45 points for Washington, but his game-tying attempt fell short. And he lost to the Spurs 146-143, ending their streak at 8. Baseball, the A's rebounded after their 13-game win streak was snapped. Sean Manaea struck out 6 in 5 innings of work, and Sean Murphy took Rays starter Rich Hill yard for a 2-run shot in a 2-1 victory. Baseball front office moves. Colorado Rockies general manager Jeff Brittich stepped down after seven seasons. On the field last night, Giants pitcher Anthony DeSclafani gave up just three hits and a complete game shutout of Colorado in a 12-0 win. A walk-off in Cleveland.
Now the 1-1. Swung on, hit high, hit deep to left. Lynn is back, still going back, and it is gone! A game-winning walk-off.
On WTAM, Tribe wins in 10, 5-3 over the stumbling Twins. Royals beat the Tigers 3-2, their first four-game sweep on the road since 1999. Reds topped the Dodgers 5-3, Marlins blanked the Brewers 8-0. Hockey Oilers center Connor McDavid notched his third hat trick of the season against Winnipeg.
Here's McDavid, a breakaway. Connor McDavid, he'll shoot, scores! Hat trick goal!
On 6:30 CHED, the Oilers dominated the Jets 6-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
To remove unwanted animals or to relocate bat colonies, call Matt Smith at 713-9088. 713-9088.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack yesterday denied that there is any effort by President Biden to reduce meat consumption in order to meet the new U.S. pledge to slash greenhouse gas emissions. He said there is no effort designed to limit people's intake of beef coming out of the White House or coming out of USDA. Vilsack said, in the political world, games get played and issues are injected into the conversation, knowing full well that there is not factual basis for the issue, but also knowing that someone is going to pick it up and someone's going to ask about it. Well, the issue arose last week after Biden released the new U.S. commitment under the Paris Climate Agreement to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by 50 to 52% by 2030 when compared to 2005 levels. Biden's commitment did not include any targets for agriculture or other sector, but a story in the Daily Mail, a British news site, suggested that reaching the goal could require that Americans drastically reduce meat consumption. But USDA yesterday did announce a new effort funded by the American Rescue Plan to provide adequate nutrition to more than 30 million kids over the summer. The effort expands the Pandemic Electronic Benefit Transfer, or PEBT, benefits. USDA said summer months are difficult for low-income children because they lack access to school meals that fill a nutrition gap during the school year. Well, this summer, USDA will offer the PEBT benefits to low-income children of all ages. Ag Secretary Vilsack said the expansion of the PEBT benefit over the summer is a first-of-its-kind, game-changing intervention to reduce child hunger in the U.S. The PEBT was established in March 2020 to provide food dollars to families to make up for meals missed when school closed due to COVID-19. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 25 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today at 268-0647.
From Mid-America Ag Network, the Larry Steckline reports.
Well, friends, any doubt about it, we've been talking a lot about fake meat lately. And it's been hitting the newspapers, and I hope this hits the newspapers as well, the news that I have for you this morning on the Steckline Report. I want to tell you that a big survey has found that 3 out of every 4 Americans now say meat is part of a healthy, balanced diet. No, it doesn't kill you. You know, there's been a lot of news about the bad health issues that surround meat. Never have been confirmed totally, mostly talk. But in any event, we've been up 20% since 2020 on people in America saying meat is great for their diet. They buy meat, they say, because it's high-quality form of protein. And boy, there isn't any doubt about that. 94% of Americans said that. And that could be a major shift in the months to come, folks. Right now, we're seeing a lot of meat being eaten because the product is moving across the shelves and into the restaurants and out of the restaurants as fast as it's ever been. It looks like those who shied away from meat because of health concerns now are thinking different because We hope the trend continues. Back to something interesting. How about an electric tractor? Yep, coming. AGCO announced that Fendt is putting together an electric tractor. I don't know how big. I don't know how much. That's all the detail I can tell you. But won't that be quiet out there in the field, farmers? In the meantime, winter wheat, 53% good to excellent. And with the moisture that we're receiving, it looks like it'll stay that way. See you next time around on the Steckline Report.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/KSVaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/KSVaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Farmers, if a commodity market peg is second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybeans, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting need. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
Baseball lovers may want to grab their scorecard and step up to the plate. Stats on one of the greats on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 27th, the 117th day of the year. Civil rights activist Coretta Scott King was born on this day in 1927. April is a great month for baseball lovers, signaling the beginning of Major League Baseball season, and today is National Babe Ruth Day. Ruth's baseball career started in 1914 as a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox, and the rest is well-documented history. The New York Yankees bought his contract in 1919. He played a pivotal role in the Yankees winning 4 World Series titles during that time, along with 7 pennants. By 1927, he had set the record for the most home runs in one season. He retired in 1935, and in 1936 was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
A breezy 64 degrees in Marysville this morning at 728. Highs near 80 on a mild high again today.
Kansas. Kansas. Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Jared Dyson doubled and scored the go-ahead run in the fifth inning, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Detroit Tigers 3-2 to complete a four-game sweep on the road for the first time in nearly 22 years. The Royals have won a season-high five straight and own the best record in the AL, that record at 14-7. Detroit has the worst record in the majors at 7-16 after losing 10 of 11 games and is off to its worst start since 2003. Brad Keller earned the win after giving up two runs over six innings. A congressman who played football at Ohio State has reintroduced a bipartisan bill that would give college athletes the right to earn money through endorsements and sponsorship deals. Congressman Anthony Gonzalez, an Ohio Republican, and Emmanuel Cleaver, a Democrat from Missouri, on Monday co-sponsored the Student Athlete Level Playing Field Act. Mid-America Network Sports.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
The annual Mother's Day Market is back in Marysville, May 8th and 9th. Saturday hours 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3, with over 75 vendors featuring antiques, homemade items, homegrown, plus novelties, treasures, junk, and good eats. They will be serving the Sunday Chicken Barbecue 11 to 2 at the northwest corner of the park with drive-through and carry-out only. The Mother's Day Market is back May 8th and 9th at the Marysville City Park. For additional details, contact the Marysville Chamber on Main Street.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
KNDY.
1, 2.
It's your birthday. Let's act like it is and just go crazy. Do what we want with no reason why. Life ain't long enough, so let's celebrate and get drunk on good love. And remember what it's like to just dance all night.
you're on the couch, blowing up my phone. You don't wanna come out, but you don't wanna be alone. It don't take but two to have a little soiree. If you're in the mood, sit tight right where you are, babe, cause I'll be at your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, girl, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a home.